Well, let's sing that great song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. I know you've been doing that already. It's in the White Books, number 77.
Thank you. forward to your child, as you said.
Love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, that song was a testimony, and so you could say that we've all testified tonight by singing that song. But earlier in the day, I was thinking that tonight would be a good opportunity to give a testimony. So anyway, everybody knows about this book that we've gotten for our devotional. But James, you're not on the staff right at this moment, are you? Or are you?
No.
Have you seen this before?
I've seen other people.
Yes. And Sister Lily, she worked with us many times this season, and Brother Bob too. I'm thankful for this book. It's been a real blessing to me. And I have, maybe I'll throw in an announcement here. I have decided to go through it yet one more time. We set it up to go through it during the four period, starting on Sunday. We got through by Friday with the 13 chapters, Friday of the following week, taking one a day. Well, when our youth event ended on Wednesday, I counted the days, and I said, or I found, that if I started that day with day one, I'd be able to do 13 days by Labor Day. And I determined to do that yet one more time. Does everybody, did we have enough yet so far? I still have a few that I brought along. Okay. I hope that all the staff has received one of these books and that you'll be happy to go through it one more time or at least hear it mentioned. Okay. If you've read it, maybe there are some who have not gone through it yet all the way through. I don't know. Well, you can catch up because today's on Thursday, so that would be the second day. So if you just read one and two before you go to bed tonight, then we'll be ready to go through Labor Day, and we'll be finished. And this book goes through Francis Ridley Havergal's most familiar hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet. Okay, we'll just go that far up till tomorrow. Takes the couplets and goes through, except she switched it. She said, the Lord has taken them, we've given them, he's received them. But she recognized that we need our consecration to be strengthened, deepened, and maintained. And so she changed a word from take to keep. Lord, won't you keep me? These moments and days, I've given them to you. But, you know, I trust we have some moments and days ahead of us. And she recognized that there's the possibility that we would maybe take some back for ourselves or inadvertently waste some precious moments. Lord, I can't keep them. Keep them for me and keep me ever living to your praise. That's what that one says. For today, keep my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Well, I'm so thankful for the book and for the thoughts that have come as we've read, the thoughts that Francis Ridley Havergal expressed and just the way it has spoken to our hearts this summer, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the men that worked faithfully to gather the staff and serve the staff with me, my son Matthew, my son Jeffrey, my cousin Andrew, my brother Danny Schreck, my brother Frank Costanzo. They made my life much easier, at least along that line, this summer, and I'm very grateful, and others too. Sister Aletha, for instance, helps us so much with all the thinking that she does for us and the mistakes that she keeps us from and the lists that she makes for us. I mean, it's amazing when you think of it. I go, do I really need this list? Oh, I guess I do. Thank you. And there's so many things that she does for us, and there's so many things to be thankful for. I'm thankful for this these past few days where the young folks were with us at camp, for the response that just the numbers, those who came out and wanted to be here, and then the way the Lord spoke to them and worked in many of their hearts, I believe. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the camper periods. So much to be thankful for this summer, and I just feel that it's right for me to stand here and say that in this little group tonight. I'm thankful for all of you. And we just do well when we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the... I thank God just... Boy, I could stand here, and you wouldn't have any time to testify. As I'm standing here, more things are coming to mind right from the start, before we even started. I just thank the Lord for the way I've seen His hand at work in behalf of the camp, and then in individual lives, in my life, in your lives. I praise Him. I praise Him, and I thank Him. And I look forward to these remaining days with real eager anticipation. For all the Lord is, all that He means to us, all that He has done for us, we do well to thank Him. And so I just want to thank the Lord tonight. How graciously He comes to us, and because I'm sure He sees our need, He knows what we need before we ask Him. This is His camp, we know, and we're just His servants here, endeavoring to work for Him and serve Him with gladness. And He sees our hearts and knows all that we need, and He knows our need. And I tell you, you feel so undeserving, and we are, when you think of the way He just showers His mercy, His blessings upon us. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you together tonight for the way you've blessed the camp and blessed us individually and collectively throughout the season thus far. We want to pray together for all who have been with us, both on the staff and all of our precious guests that have come through this summer already. Thank you for everyone. We think of our campers, all of our cottagers and villagers, Lord, who've been with us this summer. We thank you, Lord. It's hard to believe that part of this season is already past, but we thank you for everyone who's been here and has gone back to their places. Now we want to be faithful in remembering them, praying that you will continue your gracious work in them, that you who have touched their hearts will continue to work in them, help them to practice the things that they have learned, especially taking that time with you each day, getting their Bibles out and looking at your word and letting it get into their minds and hearts and spending some time before you, Lord. I pray that they shall all remember that and remember to seek your face and to follow you and to just love you and obey you and live for you. Bless those who were here just this past week for the student event. And they're going back to their school soon, Lord. And we just pray that you'll strengthen them and work in them. Lord, they'll be surrounded by influences that want to draw them away. We thank you that you are mighty And we want to pray together for them and pray that you will help them to stand strong in your grace and shine brightly for you, to be filled with your Spirit, to speak boldly for you where those opportunities arise, O God. Help them to love you first of all, put you first in their lives, and stand for you against every onslaught, Lord. You put strength into their hearts. Bless them. Fill them with your Spirit. Bless everyone that was here. Thank you for the things that we heard. Thank you for touching our hearts. We just want to remember them and pray that you will work in each one of these lives. And, oh God, as we go back to our schools, I pray that you will bless these children and young people, Lord, and make them to be very conscious of you and to want to be faithful and true to you because they love you. Now we just want to say thank you for the days that are ahead of us and pray that you will have your full way among us, Lord. Oh God, you see our hearts, you know our need. We thank you that you are able. We thank you that you are over all. We thank you that you never fail. We thank you that this is your camp, and we want to just trust you and open our hearts wide to you and pray that you will be glorified in this place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us all a greater measure of faith and help us to be entirely abandoned or yielded to you and to your working. Thank you, Lord. We know that you have brought us here, and we thank you for that. Well, here we are, and Jesus is here, and he has brought us together in these days. As a group, God brought you here. We believe that. We're here together. Who would have thought or known? Only God knew in June when we started that on August 27th, the group would be comprised of just these people here. This is something that he has done, that he knew about. And I'd like us to understand that he has brought us together for a purpose and that you have something to do with that purpose. It's his work, but all of us have a part in this, every single one of us. So don't just let everything go, let other people do it. You know, don't just be a spectator. I know you're working in your, you staffers are working in your positions, but I'm talking about in the meetings. Don't just let others, you know, speak and sing and pray and praise. You do your part. You do your part. Everyone has a place to fill. Everyone, the life of God flows from the head to all the members, and among the members, the Lord wants you to be a blessing and to encourage and edify the next one. And that means everyone. I'm not talking to half of you. I'm talking to all of you. This is God's purpose when we come together like this, that everyone has a part, a place to fill. And let's make sure that we fill it. Okay? And now for tonight, I want to encourage you. Perhaps there's someone who has a word of testimony to give.